All right, moving on to fundamental number five, develop and uphold standards. So let's talk about what you are not. You are not Delta Airlines. Okay. Delta Airlines pretty much has to take any passenger who's willing and capable of buying a seat on a plane, right? They'll take anyone. I mean, they don't really care. And that's not the kind of business we want to run, right? Your business is much more personal. You're, in essence, giving clients a little piece of you, of your creativity, of your expertise. So you should be more selective. But how do you make good decisions on what to pursue or turn down? That's the really big question, isn't it? How do I make the decisions? How do I justify it to myself? As a solo professional, it's extremely important that you develop and clarify a set of internal standards that will help you make smart business decisions consistently and without having to overthink, without having to kind of come up with them on the fly ad hoc. So you need something that's definite, that's clear, especially when it comes to choosing whom you'll work with, at what fee levels, and under what conditions. Now, some people call these business standards, some call them non-negotiables, some call them internal boundaries. For our purposes here, they all mean the same thing. They're basically, again, a set of clear rules that we set with ourselves. And these rules define what we believe is right or wrong in certain circumstances, or what we allow or don't allow regarding our thoughts or behaviors, which includes, of course, selecting clients and agreeing to certain fees and terms and conditions. In fact, because of that, they're also a precursor to qualifying or vetting prospects effectively, because if you're not clear about the standards that matter most to you, it will be too difficult to determine which opportunities you should take and which ones you should walk away from. It becomes kind of an ad hoc decision, and that's not what you want. That's really stressful. You should make it easier on yourself by having decided on those standards ahead of time. I found that without clear internal standards, anything goes. And there are no rules or guidelines that inform our decisions and actions, which means we're just kind of going with the flow. You'll just take any client in any project because there's just not much guiding you in terms of how to make that decision. Now, at some level, that might sound liberating on paper, at least the idea that not having to make tough decisions is, you know, it's that's attractive, right? Because you don't have to put in the work to think through what's going to constitute a good decision. But in practice, it'll always lead to all kinds of problems, including missed income goals, unhappy clients, unhappy family members, overworking and burnout. And a key part of finding and landing higher paying clients and higher paying work is getting very clear with yourself about these standards and being true to those standards and non-negotiables. Let me give you a few examples of what these might look like, just to kind of get you thinking about what your set of standards are going to be. And these are written, and you'll see there's different formats, and we'll get to that. I only take projects that score a minimum of 7 out of 10 on the fun/interesting scale. Okay. I will only take on clients that have good potential for recurring work. I only work with clients I like and respect as a person. They also have to be friendly and respect me and my expertise. Life is too short to work with people who make me feel bad about myself. I only work on retainer, and I turn down all opportunities that are clearly one-off projects. My minimum fee for a white paper is $5,000. I won't take on blog post assignments unless the client is willing to hire me for a minimum of 10 posts and or for a content strategy and planning session along with that. I won't get into a competitive bid situation where it's clear that the prospect is talking to more than, let's say, two potential writers. I don't discount fees for the promise of future work. So, you know, the promises of, hey, listen, we're kind of tight right now, budget-wise, or we're just getting started. If you take care of us now, we'll take care of you down the line. I'm going to give you a little exercise here. And I think it's important to go ahead and jump on this while it's fresh on your mind. I want you to take a little bit of time right now, at the end of the session, to pause this program and start thinking through what these standards might be for you. And the way I'd encourage you to do this is to take out a sheet of paper, turn it on its side so it's on landscape mode, and draw a vertical line down the middle. So that way you have a left column and a right column. And on the left column, I want you to start by listing and just whatever comes to mind on a list of things that you don't want in your business. Okay. So again, you saw some examples earlier. These are things you definitely don't want. I don't want this. I will not do this. Clients will not do this to me. I will not let them do this to me. Okay. So start with what you don't want. I find that it's typically easier to start with the, well, here's what I definitely don't want, than it is to start with the aspiration. Here's what I do want. But that's going to be the right column. On the right column, once you've done a brain dump on the left side on what you don't want, I want you to do the same, a brain dump on what you do want. Now, it could be the opposite of some of the things you've already listed, but just kind of changing the way you're framing it will give you some new ideas as well. Things you do want, things you want to aspire to, things that you will insist on, that you will require. Okay. So go ahead and brainstorm as many from each column as possible. Okay. And that's fine. If you think of one while you're thinking about the negatives, you think of something you do want, just write it down on the positive side, on the right side, but just do as much as you can over a 10 to 20 minute period. And then your next step after that will be to narrow it down to a set of standards that you can comfortably fit on one sheet of paper, printed out. Okay. Something that it would be easy to absorb, easy to remember, easy to digest, and as concise as possible. You'll see that you can consolidate a lot of things, but right now your job is just to brainstorm. So don't judge, just put down whatever you think of. And then in a couple of days, you'll come up with a few other things here and there. In a couple of days, once you've exhausted the possibilities, then go ahead and narrow it down to no more than one sheet of paper. So I'll leave you with that exercise, and then I'll see you in the last session.